Your muscles. Hi guys, welcome to today's episode of Spice and Nice.
I am Amanda Spice.
And I'm Denise Nice. Welcome. And today is a difficult episode. Actually, not kidding, kidding. Today we're going to talk about why difficult things are so necessary. Mm-hmm. She is a master at doing difficult things. I am a baby at doing... Am I even a baby? I'm a tadpole.
Let's go to the definition of what is difficult thing. What is difficult
for
thing
me,
for you?
Oh, that one, your reaction was very good. When you, that's a difficult thing. Right? Your body will have a reaction when you do something difficult. When you think about doing it, when you think about going gym, at the beginning. When you think about setting your own YouTube channel, right? You think about having to learn AI every day.
Yeah.
So
learn AI every morning is my difficulty right now.
This is there's a new one coming out later. I should tell you. Then you can ask them to go and
okay.
Ask your team to go and check it out. Okay. It's from Wen Kai.
Yes, give me.
So it's the nerd to nerd.
Yeah, nerd to nerd. I need another nerd one. Give me the nerd information.
Yeah, to summarize it.
It sounds like my life is not nerd around nerd people, you know.
Yeah, you will collect some along the way.
I want it. I love my nerd friend, and I don't know why they love me. I should have that interview with them. Why my nerd friend love me?
Yeah, when you are so different. I think they like our openness more than you, because they are very usually quite reserved, right?
Yeah.
So to be frank, right? That's a saying. Okay, this is off topic, but there's a saying that introverts friends are usually extroverts who decide to adopt them. Does it make sense?
So,
my definition, what is your definition?
Difficult thing. I think definition of difficult thing for me is I have to change.
Oh, that's the most difficult thing for Anne.
Yeah. That if I have to change something, because it happened from outside, I have to adapt.
It's no choice.
That's the most disaster emotionally I have to go through and upset it. But to be honest, for the last few months, this is the quicker chain. No, let's book 1 year.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Mm-hmm. In the last 1 year, it's the most chain, a lot of thing chain for me in the last 1 year.
Okay, so that means in the last 1 year, you have met the most changes so far in your life.
Yes. Remember, like, in March, I have a boyfriend, after that breakup, business, AI. If you reflect back for the last 1 year, I have a lot of things happen. It's too quick and too fast and too intense at the same time.
I think it's because it's intense. I mean, if it's just a small change, I think you're like, it's okay. But if it's like intense and it makes you like, very much or whatever, then it becomes more.
Yeah, but more over difficult. Years, I developed one thing I call, I know I'm scared to change, so I will make it become... I will add more new stuff to my life and replace the old one that I have been having in my schedule.
Oh.
So let's book it like back then
on
when
purpose.
It is on purpose. Like for example, I used to have only gym in the morning. And then I like, now I want to do BJJ, but it's new. And I like, I scared. And then what do? I will reduce the time.
For gym.
I'm still go gym because that's what I want. And then I go BJJ. But at the time that I'm supposed to go BJJ, I'm actually do something else. Like study or something. Or like eating or go shopping or buy stuff. Because then I make that become an hour of replacement.
So you add take new something thing out.
Yes.
And then you put something new.
And something when I take out, I trick my brain that it's okay, just a few months, you know. You don't like it, you replace
that. Yeah, I
know what you mean. So you have to treat yourself to add new stuff to get used to the new habit. Because difficult thing also requirement habit. You have to build a new habit. You have to build a new lifestyle. And everybody talk about that. Build new lifestyle, build new habit, add more information for your life and new good thing for your life. But who want to own it that you come back 7 p.m. every day after work and drinking with your stupid friend from work is a dumb decision. No, nobody going to tell you, like yourself that, right? Because you're around with people
the
same.
You are the hardest to face yourself.
It is. Like, Every day I come back from work, I meet the same colleague that going to go eat the same thing with me, drink the same thing with me. How dare I say I'm dumb? How dare I tell my colleague is dumb? Tomorrow I'm going to see her or him in the office again. So like I say, you have to replace the habit of even hang around with the people that you've been hanging out with by choosing to bring yourself to an uncomfortable situation.
Yes.
And you know me the most, that how much I hate networking.
Yes, she hates it, but she has me now.
And I have to do it.
And like, I pass it on to her.
It is. Like, I have to do it. I have to do it. Not mean I cannot do it. I can do it.
You can, but it's just, it takes a lot of energy.
Yes. So,
yes, because it's not what you naturally prefer to do.
So, my definition of difficult is change. You have to add new thing and you have to change whatever it been working. And sometimes it working, you also have to change. Because whatever working,
maybe can be better.
It doesn't mean it make you grow. For example, the same fertilizer and same water is still needed for your tree. Right?
I get what you mean. Okay.
But it won't make you taller, like certain cm you that you
like
need.
For example, you're in the same job and it's working because you are good at the job, you're earning a good living, but it doesn't mean you are growing.
Correct.
So sometimes you may have to change to grow, even if the salary remains the
same. It is. And that is even harder because comfortable can be a most easy excuses that everybody can make to hold you back.
I just talked about it in one of my other videos.
Mm.
Comfort zone is where, because I had a guest on, and then one of the things that he had to do was something he's uncomfortable with on camera. He's a guy, right? Asked him to do like cute poses, you know, like you know, for me it's easy. But obviously for him it's not easy. Then he was like, argh! Then you can see, argh! Then he's doing this, right?
Yeah. And then
after that I was like, come on man, it's an opportunity to practice. He was like, yeah, that's right, let's do it. and then after that, but he did it. So you can tell that it was a difficult. It's difficult for him. It doesn't mean it's a big thing, but it's the fact that he was willing to step out and be uncomfortable. What happens why we say it's so necessary, because it trains your brain and your body to, when you say go, it's go. It doesn't matter whether it's uncomfortable.
Yes.
Right. So that's what I think one of the masters, is it Tony Robbins or what? He takes a ice cold shower every morning for I don't know how many minutes. It's not just for his health. He says it's to train his brain.
It is. I also see a shower cold water
so
every
it's
morning.
Like when he, basically, he's telling his brain, when I say go, it means go. There is no like, maybe later, maybe shorter time, that kind of thing. So I think that is, that's why it's very necessary. You need to build up the resilience. Change is necessary. Discomfort is necessary. And it can be different for everybody. Like for you, change is difficult. For me, doing the same thing is difficult because I will find it boring and I will want to change it up.
Yeah.
Because after a while, I'm like, oh, the same thing again. Oh, so boring. Oh, oh so boring. Oh. And then suddenly, I will find that I need to find something to feed the drama inside. So, yeah. So, how should I do it? I will force myself to be consistent. How do I trick myself? Actually, it's the same trick that you use. If I don't really like, like, for example, I know to do this, I need to do this 10 steps, right? And I will just tell myself, okay, let's not look at all the 10 steps. Because it may seem like it's such a long journey. Right? I will just tell myself, okay, it's just what's next. And then when it's the next step, I'll be like, oh, new step, new thing to do. This is how I treat myself. There's something new. Does it make sense? The goal is the same, but the task is new now. So yeah, it's new. And that's why having different guests on my show works for me, because the space and all that may be the same, but the conversation is different. And the person is different. But the end goal is still the same. Right? Does it make sense?
I have difficulty of doing new things. But I think I have a high awareness that if I don't change my whole organization will be an issue. So it's like, it basically you have to leverage on something else that you know it pressure enough to make you improve and work. And I think I leverage on people around me who depend on me.
You use a sense of responsibility.
Yes, very much for everything
so
in my life.
So you tell yourself, if you don't do this, you're going to die. You better do it.
Yeah.
And so you leverage on that.
It is. So it's like, if you ask me again, if people say, how can I do my difficult thing? I would say, pick something that is mean a lot for you and pick something that you find is more important than yourself. And you do it for that purpose. Pick anything. Even if it's your mom, it's your dad, it's your kid, it's your friend, your society, whatever that you find.
That works for you. It can be your pet you. Also, some people.
Yeah.
It can be your dog because you want to give a dog a better life.
Yeah.
Right?
Like I've been mentioned many times on my channel, right? It's like, I do what I do because people that depend on me, they pay sleep every month, they depend on me. They have to have that to take care of their family and their loved one. And that's my real pressure for me to wake up every morning. It's just a pressure that to feed me and my daughter, I would love to sleep more.
But she cannot.
Yeah, I'm trying to say, if you book the goal at the level that you know you can comfortably do it, you don't feel like you want to wake up.
Yes, I get what you mean. So like you're waking up for something else. Yeah.
Because before I have the goal. So when you start with baby step, remember we're talking about small Y and big Y. And start with baby step, which is a small Y that I already achieved. Like take care of me and my family. And I realized it only cost me maybe like 3 days per month. If only 3 days per month, I can take care of my family and my daughter and my helper. The other 27 days, I would love to don't do anything. And she know how good am I can be sit down and do nothing. I really
My favorite
can.
Thing is to, is to prefer to be in the mountain by herself.
Yeah.
And grow some vegetables. And then eat some vegetables.
So when people say, why you have such a big team? I say, actually, I need to have a big team so I continue working.
So you force yourself to work.
Yes. I mean, I'm sure if tomorrow I don't do it, some other company will open and they will have to work for someone else, right? But I know that they would love to work with a boss like me. So I'm actually help the
So society. You cannot stop?
I cannot stop, yeah. Do you think I should stop? Let's be honest.
I don't think you should stop. I think you should keep going.
Yeah.
Because if she stops, because I've said about this before, I don't think I have the trailblazing capacity or the foresight to just, you know, like go like that. So I'm riding behind her. You know, she's like a huge bird, right? You know how birds fly together in a group? The first one is the one that takes the most effort.
Yeah.
Because he or she is the one that takes the most air resistance.
Mm.
This is real and scientific, by the way. So that's why then the healthiest and strongest one's always in front. And then after that, followed by the second, and then the weak ones at the back because there's less wind resistance. Like on the motorbike, right? You're behind somebody big, it's less cold. I am behind her. She's huge, which is great for me. So that's air resistance for me. But I think if you also know that your purpose in life is not done yet.
Yeah.
So if you stop now, then if the universe decides that you're not doing your job, then I don't need you on earth anymore.
Yeah. And because of that, I will go back to like someone that I learned right now that the guy that makes the chip, remember I told you?
Oh, favorite guy. Expensive guy.
And I believe in that. I mean, I live the same theory. So whatever he's sharing, I'm so agree with him. And he's so calm and he's so chill. And I think people don't understand what he say the most because not everybody is entrepreneur, but I would describe this. For you to be patiently build something for 30 years and wait to be the number one in the world is a whole different game, man. It's a very different kind of game. It's
patience on another level.
Patience, the strength in your brain. The strength in the brain and the soul that unbeatable. Can you imagine someone that you train them emotionally for 30 years of toughness that no matter how much the market make money, how much people billionaire and this and that, and you just in the same corner continue innovate, continue hustle for revenue to get money, so to pump to the business and continue believe in your product, we're going to replace the rest
even
of the
when
world.
Nobody else believes in you.
Your team believe in you, but that's not enough.
Yeah.
8 billion people in the world, maybe your team, what, 20 people, 30 people? 30 best brain on earth, and together would you build something? They have to be freaking solid to trust you and you at the same time that you have to be freaking solid.
A performers.
Yeah, I think above A, I think it's God performer. I mean, whoever run business and going to come here and tell me about how tough was that to manage people. You manage normal people, you're already tired. Can you imagine he is a leader level of managed genius?
Ah, oh, that's true.
He managed guy that can innovate.
He managed like rocket scientists, that kind of level.
Yes.
It's not the normal people anymore. People.
It's not a normal people brain. And you have to lead that kind of genius.
Yes.
It's not easy. Like, first you have to have a capable of understand what they're talking. And then you're leading them to work together to create a product together that change the world forever. So, I mean, it's breakdown in the many capable of how a personal or business, and it, the thing he do, it consider that I'm calling it difficult. It's so difficult that now he's so comfortably released the product, and he's so confident that for the next 20 years, I don't think anyone gonna replace him.
Because he's been working on it so difficultly. Okay, hang on, I need to mute this and tell Anne something. Okay, the secrets, I've told her the secret, so now continue our conversation. The secret is so big, I had to mute it in the middle of live stream and tell her, people, I'm sorry, not sorry. Okay, but anyway, I think 20 years is, you know, because people...
30 years.
Yeah, but you see, this is, I think this is, okay, this is in my personal opinion, I think this is what sets true...
But that's the true about
leaders,
success.
Yes, the true leaders, the true successful people, apart from... normal people is, you know, normal people, they always think only about 5 to 10 years. They think it's very long. 3 to 5 years, they think it's very long. But these people are thinking in decades. 20 years.
Because they have a vision.
Yeah, 50 years after I die. You know, so it can be 100 years, 200 years, that kind of thing. And I think this is what separates them from the rest of everybody else.
Yeah.
And they are willing to put in the hard work, the commitment, the belief in themselves to continue. It's very tough, right? It's very tough and lonely, because imagine nobody else. I mean, your team believes in you, but nobody else.
And that's the thing I also would call that. If he really care about money, he can make any product or computer game or whatever to just release in the market.
He was so
patient to pump into the business to build this. So people now will say, at the age of 60, why you have to be greedy to be billionaire? He don't do it because of money anymore.
He's
60. Okay, he passed back the world, the whole legacy.
Yeah,
you have to book it at legacy. And I will say, like, the more I'm the person that loves to study about successful people, but not because of the money they make, because I want to see the drive behind them about how do they brain think.
Yeah, what is their mindset? How do they keep on going?
Yeah. I'm definitely don't have a brain of scientist or like a innovating person like him
that came over.
Yeah, but he have that plus. He have leadership plus. He have like the way of he can manage towards stress, because you know to build something it costs a lot of money, and to convince somebody to invest in your company without making money for the next 10 years, 20 years, it's a big bowl game. It's a very bold game. Most of guys who got money and want to invest in you, the first thing they will ask, how long it will return.
Yes, rate of returns. Yeah. And
how long it takes and how percentage it will get returned back. Nobody going to give. And even you go to the bank, you say my company going to innovate this AI thing and they're going to change the world forever. They will laugh you out of the door. And we're like, who are you, right? Okay. And that's the thing that I'm calling about difficult and toughness he have. That you guys can see now that it's just a success story. And I believe that 30 years, you cannot talk on the stage for 2 hours. It's impossible. It's so much he go through that I think even he forget how much pain he have to go through to be where he is today.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, and as a leader and as an entrepreneur, I have to say, fully respect. I talk about that, I got goosebumps as well. Freaking insane, man.
Yeah, what you're seeing is just his success.
Yeah.
You don't see the hard work that goes inside. I'll be interested to like know what his daily regime is like.
I'm sure he told me that 100% the shopping is done by his wife, which just made me feel very funny. Because I agree with him. Remember what I told you? I don't have time to shopping.
Yeah.
It's true. When you run business, you don't have time for shopping. People always say like, why? Like, especially you go for facial and the lady will tell you like, you need to take care of your skin more, you know. I say, I don't even have time to poop. You're talking about me, you need to be more regular, go to facial. I get it. I would love to. But it's not that easy when you run a company and you cannot share this with regular people because they would think like, you have so much money, you should have time. You know, you have money. That's why you don't have time.
The more money you have, the less time you will have.
Yeah.
The more you will have to deal
with. So I'm sure he have to deal with like, his wife must be awesome to take care of him.
I think his wife takes care of other things so he can take care of what he needs to take
care.
Yes,
correct.
So the wife is a very wonderful
supporter. Very wonderful. I would love to see who is she. Actually, I would love to. I'm curious about this.
I'm always very curious about like
people. Successful man with a woman behind. Because no story behind of the successful man that knows amazing woman. So I'm sure.
Even successful women, you will have amazing men behind.
Yeah,
because there must be somebody that supports you and holds space for you. Yeah. So I think this is very, very important.
And I would say this as a difficult thing, and I would love that his story come out now and his product. Because we're in the crisis right now that young people are looking for quick fix.
Quick fix and easy life.
Yeah. And I think his story is exactly what I've been sharing in my channel. And I want to highlight it again and again. If you're looking for quick fix or short-term success, it's just short-term. That's it. But if you want to leave back a legacy, that's how much it takes for you to build something that's unbeatable.
I think Chinese have a saying, something that comes quickly will leave quickly also.
Yeah.
So like money that comes through lottery, it will leave quickly also, usually, unless you have a good way of managing it.
Yes.
So this is I think is a very wise saying because it's like instant noodles, right? It's very fast, but it's very fast gone also. I don't think it can stand the test of time. Does that make sense?
Yeah. So difficult thing is so necessary because I don't know. It's so hard to.
Okay, it's necessary. Okay, I will put it this way. It's necessary. I know some of you are thinking about difficult things like huge things. Okay, like going for a marathon or whatever. It is a huge goal. It's just a very simple goal. I will use it as a simple example. You're going for a marathon, 42 kilometers. You cannot think that. It's a difficult thing, yes, but you cannot train for it in the way that immediately my first run, I need to do 42 kilometers.
Mm.
It doesn't work like that. So you start with maybe going for 2 kilometer run, 3 kilometers, and you slowly build it up. So same for the difficult things. You do something small that is difficult for you, whatever it is.
Mm.
Like for me, it's being consistent. Okay? So you do something small that requires that difficult thing, but you do it every day and then slowly you can become the difficult thing that you can do will become bigger and bigger. That's how it's done, and it's very necessary because life will give you difficult things. Just put it that way.
Every day,
you like it or not, life will give you difficult things, and you want to be able to do things even when the time is not right, the weather is not right, your mood is not right, everything is not right, and you still have to do it anyway. It's like, I think it's Alex Hormozi, he said something along the lines of he never waits until the time is right to do things. You should do it when the time is not right. Because if you can succeed when the time is not right, then you know that when the time is right, you'll do better. And when the next time the economy goes down again, you know you can survive. And you will not be like scared. Or like, I don't know what to do. You have that confidence, right? I've done it before. In a difficult time, so now this is nothing to me. And that's why it's necessary for resilience, for your brain to become bigger and better, and for you to do better things. Better things, yes.
And when Denise will share about that, I would like, let pop up a question for both of us. Like, when was the difficult thing is supposed to be necessary, but we refuse to do it and we have to pay the consequence? Let's go back to our past.
You are. Rest, must be. Sit there, don't do anything.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember. Because it's good that we share with you guys the story that we know the difficult thing is necessary and we didn't take action and we have to pay for the consequence. Because every choice comes with consequence.
Mm.
Right? And I think we talk about the positive of why difficult thing is important and why it's necessary.
Mm.
But how about we refuse to do it?
Mm.
What's the price you have to pay? Right? I think the most difficult thing in the past that I refuse to do is accept that I know nothing and I have to learn more. Right? And I think that's a difficult thing that I have to let go my ego.
Mm.
And that's something that I have to learn through many crises in my life, back after back after back after back. And then I finally learn my lesson that it's okay to ask for help and it's okay to don't vain and think that I can do everything by myself. Because for you guys, it's easy to ask someone for help. For me, that's the most difficult thing ever.
I think that's the issue with smart people, see?
Yeah.
There's the ego there.
Like to depend on someone that you know, they're less fast as you, they're less strong as you, they're less compatible as you, and they have so much emotional issue that you have to deal with their drama.
And you know you can do it better.
Yes.
But you have to put your time to do something else.
Yes.
Right? And
like you don't have just to say like you don't have 200 N in the same room to do the work for you. Just look at that as well.
Yeah, you cannot, because your time is better spent elsewhere.
Mm.
It's more valuable elsewhere. My biggest thing. There are a few. Let's start with something small. My biggest issue was the most difficult thing that not most difficult, that's not so difficult thing, but something that requires difficult for me is to exercise every day. Diet is easier for me because I've been doing it for many, many years. But to keep doing it, because of the consistency issue, I know what meals that I eat consistently will make me slim down. It's very easy because it's all the healthy food, right? It's all the healthy food. But then after a while, you get bored, right? And then you want to eat the unlike mala or you want to eat McDonald's.
I want mala.
Or like nacho chips, you know, that kind of thing. So, yes,
to avoid that, that's why I cook dinner. If not, I will go and eat Hai Di Lao.
You cannot. You cannot eat. It's not good for you. So, like, things like that, that one, and of course, the price I pay is now, because over years, right, and you don't do it, your body gets weaker and weaker, right? And so now I'm paying for it because, like, my joints are like, that kind of thing, and so on and so forth. So that's one price. The second thing that I found difficult to do, which took me a very long time to accept, was, there are two things, actually. One is that I love talking. But when I'm talking means I'm not listening. Right? So to learn to listen more. To tell myself that's why I say if you are smart, because I am a smart person, especially in school when you are given credit for doing well in school, right? You build up this, oh, I'm smart and all that, and you are always like, oh, you're so smart because you get good grades in school and all that kind of thing. The ego, I need to remind myself, it was something that took me some time to accept, that I am not the smartest person in the room. That I should shut up and listen to other people talk. And the lesson keeps coming back to me again and again. There are many times, right, in the past when I met people who are way smarter, who are way more accomplished than me. But because I talk so much, I don't know anything about them. And then they could have helped me become a better person. But because of the noi, I lost the opportunity. So that's a painful lesson for me. And then after you see they are accomplished in their own way. And they're like, oh, I missed a chance to make a connection with that person and really learn from that person and to just stop talking so much. So that's the thing I needed to learn, that I'm not the smartest person. The second one, there's so many things I have to learn. The loving myself part is done already.
Mm.
Then the people pleasing part. I think I'm 50%.
Mm.
50%. It's ingrained, it's very deeply ingrained inside me.
Mm.
I'm the eldest child. So I don't know who else here is eldest child, but you know, you have that. You are always the good girl. The one that your parents will be like, oh, she's the responsible one, she's the this, she's the that. So I grew up being very conscious of people around me and how they are feeling. Mm. And there are many times where I would go against what I truly want or what I truly think to make sure that people around me are happy with what I say, with what I do.
Mm.
Yeah. And, well, I'm 50% only. Because, to be frank, it's very deeply ingrained inside me. Yeah. Very deeply ingrained inside me. And recently, we went for... did I share with you the story about the last activity? Oh, I didn't share with you. So this is, I went for a course. We went for it together. Do you remember?
Mm.
So there was this part where Anne stepped away already. And this activity that we did. And because this is the second time I attended the event, this activity is a difficult activity for most people, but I've done it before. So I know I can do it.
Mm.
Then my question, and it's very interesting because this also shows how much I've grown, right? My question to myself at that point in time is it more uncomfortable for me to do the thing, do the activity, or is it more uncomfortable for me not to do the activity?
Mm.
And the answer was, it is more uncomfortable for me not to do it.
Mm.
Because my entire group was doing it. We were split into groups and my entire group did it.
Mm.
And it's the activity is made in such a way that it is very obvious whether you did it or not. Mm. One look, I can tell, have you done the activity or not? So can you imagine the people pleasing me? Everybody in our group has about, like, I don't know, 8 to 10 people. And then everybody did it and they look at me and they know I've attended the event before. So they're like, oh, Denise, do you want to do it? I say, no, I'm not going to do it today. And then you can see the look, they're like, why you done it before? Why you don't want to do it again? You get what I mean? And the most difficult part was that I stopped myself from explaining.
Mm.
I told myself, today is the day I practice not explaining. I will just say, no, I'm not going to do it. And that's it. And it was very, very difficult for me to do that.
Mm.
Because I have a habit of over-explaining.
Mm.
And it's like a water want to come out. Like I have to... and then like push it back down again.
Mm.
And it was... but I was very proud of myself after I went back home.
Mm.
And yeah, after that, the water came out. Of course, I tell Wong Kai about why I didn't want to do it. Even though obviously he knows, but I just need to get the words out, right?
Mm.
So I can... yeah. So... And then it was very uncomfortable for me because my group was actually very nice. Mm. So when I said I decided not to do it, they were like, then their eyes like, but they never questioned further. But I got people who will come up to me, facilitators, trainers. They will come up to me and then they'll be like, you didn't do it. I'm like, no, I decided not to do it. Mm. Then got participants, they'll come up. Because it's an activity that is difficult for most people. They have that sense of like, oh, I did it. You know, they had the emotion come up to here already. And then they come and question me. So, you didn't? No, I didn't. I decided not to do it. No, but it's okay. You should do it. You know, I tried 3 times and I did it. And I said, I felt so good. And I know that person is coming from a place of me wanting to feel as good as she does, right? Mm. So I was just like, I'm very happy for you. Then that's it. I solo back the explanation. You know, it come up here. I'm like,
mm.
And I was very proud of myself.
Mm.
It's very small. It's a small deal for her for sure. But it's a big deal for me. And it was, it goes against my character.
It's a very small deal of me when people ask, like, have a conversation with me and tell me, like, you don't understand me. You should do it. It's good for you. And say, thank you. I don't understand you. It's really good. It's really not good for me. F off.
You say F off. Do you know, I responded, okay, the lady who came up to me, she's a very old lady. And she's so happy, right, that she did it. And she said she tried 3 times and she did it at last, right? And she's so old, right?
Is that the break the arrow
one? Yeah. I didn't want to say that.
I blew it like 30 times.
Yeah, I don't want to say that because maybe some other people going for it. But anyway, you know, I'm so proud of how I responded with such kindness. Like.
Mm.
I hold her hand and I said, I'm so happy for you. And then after that, that's it. Then she got like, huh? Because I'm not giving her the response that most people will give.
Yeah, of course.
I'm so happy for you. Then they were like, huh? Oh. Then she floated off outside because, you know, she was in her emotion was very high. I was very proud of myself at the point in time. I was like, I was so kind. I could swallow back the explanation. And if I was so kind and I celebrated her win, mm. her joy. Oh, I've grown. I'm not a toddler. I'm 3 years old now. From 3 months old, I become 3 years old. You have a long way to go, mommy. And it's like, this girl.
No, I have my own difficult day that it's necessary that I should do, but I didn't do as well, right? I have to pay a different kind of price, but it's okay. I'm learning to do it now.
I know. The most important thing is to do it now. And I think give yourself credit. If last time, out of 10 times, you cannot do all 10 times, now you do 5 times and 5 times you cannot do, it's still improvement.
Yeah.
So don't beat yourself up. Say, oh, how about the 5 times I feel you have done, you have improved 50%.
I think being a mother is the most annoying thing ever on earth that I have to deal with every day. And I still have to choose to be
kind.
To tell myself, don't be like a kind of mom that's going to spoil my child. And it's very hard when you make it. When you make it, it's easy for you to lazy, to pay everything and give her everything.
Especially when you know everybody else can do better than her at doing whatever she needs to do.
Yeah. Like you, I tell you, pay money to ask people to take care of your child is the most easy thing ever. You can pay for tuition, you can pay for teacher to teach them sport.
Anything you can pay. You can pay, it can be anything can be taught.
Anything. You can pay for the grab food delivered to your house, how much food you want.
You can be healthy food.
You can order what food. Kind of clothes you want. You want everything.
When
you
make, just click, click, click.
When money is not a problem anymore. But that's become, how do I book at the side and train her as to the toughness that she had to face to be a real human?
Because you can't be there taking care of it for her all the time. Mm. But as a mom, I think, because especially things like, it's simple things like eating, wearing shoes, wearing clothes, this kind of things, obviously you do will be much faster.
Yes.
But you have to be patient and then you stand there and you wait.
And you have to nagging.
And you have to nagging. Every day.
Every day.
Every minute.
The same sentence.
Every minute.
Every minute.
Every second. The sentence. If the sentence takes 7 seconds to say, every second, 7 seconds you repeat again.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it's a lot easier, but because you know that is not going to help her in the long run. Mm. That's why you have to, like me, like this, and then swallow it back and just watch.
Yeah. I remember the day that I purposely don't remind her that she needs to wash her lunchbox. Let it
sit there
from Friday to Saturday to Sunday, and then Monday morning I make her wash. I do it in purpose. At the moment, can you imagine the box of food that 3 days?
So
day you don't
nice
wash?
Smell. Wow. Lovely.
I could see her face of washing it and want to throw up and vomit.
Yeah, because there's food left inside.
And I just, stand okay. there and watch. Yeah. And I just...
She's not being evil, okay, please. She's just, like, this. There are consequences to your action. And not everybody is going to pick up your shit after you.
Yeah.
Okay, as you, and, when you grow old.
And that's why I say it's the most difficult thing as a mom. Because it's easy for me
to just unpack watch for her. Yeah.
Yes, to unpack for her. Because I remember. Of course I know.
1 minute, you're done already.
Exactly. I can just come home and the first thing I do every time I come home is what? Unpack my gym clothes, right? Because I know it stinks.
It's going to smell the bag.
Yeah, it stinks and it's wet and I go BJJ, I smell like shit. I'm not going to keep that in my bag until next day and I unpack.
And then the
right?
whole bag will smell.
Exactly. And it's horrible.
And it's sweat. Smell. Yeah. It's a lovely
so
sweat
the
smell.
First thing I reach home, I throw in washing machine and I wash. Right, that's how human is.
Yeah.
You can pay for someone to do that for your kid. I'm sure you are. If you are like a mom like me, that you make it, oh, I'm so tired, I'm back from work.
It's true.
But I refuse to do it. And that's become a difficult thing that is necessary. Because standing there and watching your kid and ask them what to do for themselves.
And when you take 1 minute to wash, it takes like 10 minutes to wash.
Yeah. And you guys will say, why that's so difficult? I want to see how you do it 365 days. Because you do the same thing 365 days.
Yeah. And that's just one lunchbox.
That's just a lunchbox.
Haven't talked about the uniform.
Haven't talked about the wear shoe. Haven't talked about underwear. Haven't talked about shoe. Haven't talked about pencil case. Book.
No things book, to sign.
Water. Things to sign.
Homework done.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's never ending.
Yeah. So you guys will say, what? People have a more difficult thing. They have to go war. Raise a kid is nothing. Love it. You should have feel.
Yeah, you should have feel. She asked me just now. She said, is it why every minute I must repeat myself? And I say, no, it's normal. It's normal, almost.
I feel, say, you know, even I feel bad when people row. Because I don't know, should I? But my friend was so aware of me that I'm the most chill mom ever already. Do you agree?
Yeah, you're chill because you want to force her to do things by herself. Like, she should learn, right?
I'm the least person that asks her anything besides, oh, you should be number one in your class. Or you should be whatsoever. No, and see, this is not even something like rocket science, you guys.
You can ask all your other mommy friends. I tell you, they will tell you, it's me and mom is like that. That's why all become naggy.
Yeah.
It's a training. Imagine your kid needs you to nag from zero, or not zero, maybe 1 year old onwards to maybe 12 years old.
Oh, 12 years? So I still have 4 more years?
Maybe more. 12 years of nagging, of training. Of course, you become naggy, right? How else I do? Yeah, it's how it works. And I tell her, it's not just Ava alone. Almost every kid, I would say 99.999% of kids are like that.
Yes. Because in their mind, it's like, I do it later. The word later is mean you're not doing it.
So every kid different. Some things they will do it later. Some they just, oh, tired.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Mommy
so
will I do for me anyway.
Again, the difficult the thing here I'm talking about is, be a mom, it trained me very well about the difficult thing is necessary and I have to do it every single day.
Every minute. Every morning.
And you have to be ready for your kid, hey you.
Every morning for 1 hour you're doing war.
Yeah. Every morning.
War against yourself.
Even you have like 20 minutes with them for them to ready to school. It's somehow enough. Somehow it's you and enough. Them would be like, and every morning the same thing, give me stuff yes, for yes, me to yes. tie your hair, wear yes, your socks.
Yes. Every morning, I remember now that I'm an adult, I remember every morning is the same. My mom will wake me up and nag at me. Make me go brush the teeth like this. And then, same. Then after that, my sister go until she needs to go school. Same. She needs to take two of us like this. So it's double the nagging. And then if my tuition is 3 p.m., she nag at 2 p.m. My sister tuition 4 p.m., she nag at 3 p.m. Yes. Woo. So yeah. I don't know. I don't think I can do that. Actually, I'll just leave my kid to. I'm like, okay. Tomorrow the teacher called me. Oh, she didn't bring this. Okay, yeah.
Oh, when starting school, when I don't even bother, it's call every day.
It's a disaster.
I don't think it's a disaster. I really don't bother about that. But they come to the point that the teacher was so annoying by me.
That she because like, you were so don't care that yeah, she's so annoyed.
Yeah, and she was like,
you should care. Like that.
Yeah, it's like, yeah, actually, that's a correct.
Like, you should care. It's your daughter. Why am I caring more than you? What is the problem now? I see. Yeah. So you are forced to care.
Lovely. If not, the teacher will call me every day.
She become your new boyfriend?
Worse than boyfriend. At least boyfriend will give me happiness.
Oh no, you know what happens or not? It's like this is how it works. The teacher will nag at you, you nag at the child.
I didn't nag at ever at
no,
all.
No, you have to because it's a this
yeah,
a
but thing. I was like to give you that in here we were like serious about the kid. Mm. Right?
Very.
But at the same thing that you they try to squeeze in the kid inside the box together.
Mm. Everybody is, should do this.
And it may not work for all the kids. I'm very sure what will work with this girl. You just let her decide herself what she wear every day go to school. I'm sure with you, she will be so active involved in it.
she will plan 2 days before.
Yes. She don't even need her mom to nagging that socks and pen and school uniform.
I get what you mean. Yeah. Because now it's not something she wants to wear.
Exactly. And if you don't, like, and the same thing, don't ask her to sign any paper, book, all this, then the morning we won't have a fight. Because just let her come, whatever she has, she learns. She don't have, she pay for the consequence. You don't have to punish her for it.
No, but Singapore school system not like that one. We must try to get every child as involved as possible. And actually, I think it's also partly the system. The teachers don't really have a choice also because they get penalized.
Yeah.
If the kids in the class doesn't do well, they get penalized also.
I don't care if my daughter is
bottom. Yeah, I know you don't care, but they themselves is like, it's my job, right? Yeah, yeah, like it's my
job.
So
you guys watching this and you think I'm a bad mom, good for you.
You should. I always believe this. That you should do something before you comment on what somebody else is doing. Does it make sense? Yeah. So if you should be a mom or a parent at the very least, if you are a male and you cannot be a mom, then before you, and being a parent, I mean you take care of the child daily, not the one where your helper takes care of everything. It's that one different.
Yeah. Okay?
You should be a parent that is heavily involved with the child before you comment on being a parent. Or yeah, if you want to comment on somebody's business, you should have a business as well.
That's a good
preferably
one.
A bigger one.
Okay, well, come if your to business, me and teach me about run business, the first thing I will ask, how many people are under your business?
No, but it's interesting.
Oh, only me. I said, wow, that's a lot. Thank you for your opinion. If you have no one work with you and you're only the person that one man show.
One lovely. Woman show, lovely.
Yeah, lovely. I don't look down, don't get me wrong, but I would love to learn from people who have real business,
who have larger
businesses. Like, I mean, you cannot tell me that you run a business and when I'm asking who work with you, and just me, myself, you know. So, yeah, it's the same thing to raise a kid. I have, again, I say it's a difficult thing, but it's necessary.
It is very necessary. Yeah, I wouldn't just don't know, but it's very, very difficult. That one I would agree 100%.
Yeah. And you have to be okay when you do necessary thing and difficult and people hate you.
Yes, and people don't agree and people will have many things to say. But if you look carefully, these people are not doing whatever you're doing. You know, like people will say, oh, your YouTube channel is not nice because the background is not nice, or like the lighting not nice, whatever, they can comment. But are they doing it? They are not. So you should go away.
Yeah.
But of course, somebody with a large, flourishing channel tells you a feedback, you should listen. Okay. So this is very simple.
At least they already do it.
Yeah. Or they have like a large following or something. Then you'll be like, okay, I have something to learn from.
And it's weird because I'm not used to walk around and tell people that I run my YouTube channel. But now when people know me that I run YouTube channel, they come to me. As a moment, I say, yeah, I have YouTube channel. And everybody... Really? And then they will check. You're so famous? And I'm like, oh, so that's how the conversation start. So you have to be famous. Then people will talk to you differently. They will start listen to you.
No, I will tell you something. Nowadays, right? I don't know. Have we talked about this before? I talk about it somewhere else. It's not about the amount of money you make anymore. It's about the eyeballs that you have. So it's very interesting because we have this channel and we have a certain number of subscribers. There are many people in the group, they were sharing their wins, like, oh, my monthly income is from this to this, and I have so many employees and all that. They're like, what? Of course, I'm very happy for them because it's their dream, right? Mm. Yeah. And then I'm like, oh, yeah, a YouTube channel, we have this number of subscribers. They were like, what? You know, the reaction is different. It's not like, yay, it's like a, what? It's like a, what?
Why? Why that's a big deal?
No, because nowadays I think attention is one of the things that is being treated like a commodity. Does it make sense? I think we should do an episode about that. What are the three things that you need to focus on in this digital age for success?
That's very interesting topic.
Okay, I've thought of an interesting topic. Very lovely. I'm going to put it in my phone straight after this. I guess we are done for today.
Yes.
We will see you at the next live stream.
I am the Spice.
And Denise and Nash, remember to like, share, and subscribe. And we will see you guys at the next episode of Spice and Nash.
I am the Spice.
And I'm Denise and Nash. Bye.
Thank you.